This podcast is about the return on owner's investment, one of the profitability KPIs. Just think about our definition of profitability. It's the capacity or the efficiency of the business to generate a profit. And this particular KPI indicator looks at how much profit can be generated from the owner's investment in the business. Just imagine that you had, say, $100,000 of your own private savings and you use that to buy a business. You would want to evaluate that decision over time to see whether or not it was a profitable investment. What was your rate of return on that $100,000 invested in the business? This indicator, this KPI, the return on average owner's investment, will give you a percentage figure which gives you the return on that investment. So for example, if the return was say 30%, it would mean that for every dollar of average owner's investment, the business is generating a net profit of 30 cents. Now whether that 30% figure is good or not depends on its comparison to relevant benchmarks. There are four benchmarks to consider when evaluating the return on investment. We have past performance, goal or budgeted performance, industry average data if it's available, and the fourth one is the opportunity cost. That is, the alternative rates of return that would have been available or would have been achieved if the owner had invested in an alternative investment. A good example is to consider bank interest. Instead of buying the business for $100,000, you could have put that $100,000 into a savings deposit for 12 months, say, and earned, say, 6-7% interest. And that would involve no risk, no stress, and no time on your behalf. So you would have received, say, 6-7% on your investment by doing nothing. That is one of the alternatives that would have been available. Another alternative would have been available would have been using the money to, for example, buy a selection of shares for a total of $100,000 and compare the return on those shares 12 months later to see if it compares with this, say, 30% figure. Or buying another business. You bought business C, it could have been business D. So how does it compare to what the other business is achieving if you had bought that particular business? So opportunity cost, this is another benchmark that's appropriate for the return on investment. What the owner could have achieved if they had invested in an alternative investment. The best one to remember is simple bank interest. That's what you would get by putting your money into the bank. No risk, no stress, no time involvement. That would have been guaranteed. So you would expect that the return on investment should be a lot more than simple bank interest, because you have to be rewarded. There has to be some reward for risk, for stress, and the time involved in running the business. So if bank interest was, say, 6-7%, you'd expect the rate of return on your own personal investment, if you work, you know, 40-50 hours a week and all the stress and time that's involved, you'd expect a much better rate of return than 6-7% at the bank. Okay, so now we have to think about strategies that the management can use to try and improve the return on average owner's investment over time. How do we increase the return on owner's investment? Let's just remember the formula, which is net profit over average owner's investment. Average owner's investment is the capital at the start of the period plus the capital at the end of the period divided by 2. And the return on investment percentage, the KPI, will be affected by changes to the numerator, that is net profit, and or changes to the denominator, that is average owner's investment. So first of all, let's look at some of the ways in which we can enhance profit growth. We want profit to grow at a faster rate than average owner's equity. If that happens, there'll be an improvement in the return on investment indicator. So how can we increase profit? In simple terms, we can do that through two ways: to try and enhance the level of sales and or to improve our expense control. So enhance sales, and secondly, improve expense control. By doing both of those things, it'll work to improve profit, and hence there'll be an improvement in the return on owner's investment. So I'll quickly run through some of the strategies that you could employ to try and bring about, number one, an increase in sales growth. That could be achieved through, for example, improving the markup by improving selling price, improving the merchandising of the stock, that is how the stock is located and presented to the customers, improving the advertising of the stock, and in fact improving the stock mix itself. The stock mix is the range or diversity of the stock which is offered to customers. There's another way as well, and that refers to the management of assets. If you improve the way in which you manage the assets in the business, this should lead to a higher level of sales, and of course sales leads to a higher level of profit, and of course that would lead to an increase in the indicator profit over average owner's equity. So there's lots of ways in which we can improve the management of our assets, and we'll just talk about this in general terms here. You'll need to look at other or listen to other podcasts to get more detailed information about how better to manage the assets in the business. For example, there's a link here between other KPIs such as the asset turnover ratio, one of the efficiency ratios we'll talk about, and there's also a link here between the return on assets indicator, that is net profit over total assets. But in simple terms, how do we improve the management of our assets to try and generate more sales, hence more profit? Think about assets in two sections, non-current assets and current assets. If a business has a choice to buy new non-current assets, they should be the most productive non-current assets available. Assets which help to generate higher levels of revenue and hence profit. Consider, for example, a business about to spend $100,000 on buying a new forklift. It would have a range of different forklifts available to it, and it should pick the one that is most suitable for its particular purposes, the one that can do the job the most efficiently. That would tend to lead to a high level of productivity of the asset, hence lead to high levels of sales and profit. So pick the right non-current asset, productive assets. Number two, keep them well maintained. Three, make sure the staff are trained appropriately so that they can keep or can exploit the asset, so that the asset contributes as effectively as possible to sales growth. We can also talk about current assets. How do we try and improve the management of our current assets to bring about higher levels of profit performance? Once again, detailed information is contained on other podcasts, but the two most significant current assets are stock and debtors, and there's two strategies or two KPIs in particular that we should hone in on here to see how effective the management of our current assets are, and that is stock turnover for stock management. A business wants to improve its stock turnover over time, and secondly, debtors turnover for debtor management. A business wants to improve or make the conversion of debtors into cash as fast as possible. Ideally, the business wants to control its debtors and stock so that profit will be growing at a faster rate than the growth in debtors and or stock. So just recapping there, we're talking about methods to try and improve profit performance and hence lead to an increase in the KPI return on investment. Sales growth through measures such as markup, merchandising, effective advertising, stock mix. Then we talked about improving the management of assets. We talked about non-current assets and current assets, how management can try and bring about better performances there. And then the other point to try and improve profit performance is expense control. Expense control. If the management reduces the growth of expenses over time, this will tend to be reflected in a higher profit performance. And basic strategies that work to achieve this effect would be a reduction in the cost price of the stock through an improved markup, shop around for better, so the same quality stock at cheaper prices, work to reduce any stock losses, work to reduce expense ratios, that is, try to reduce the rate of growth in expenses to less than the growth in sales. All those strategies will improve your control of expenses, which will be reflected in an increase in profit. Once again, there's a link here between other KPIs, such as the return on revenue KPI or the net profit ratio. What about some other strategies to try and improve the return on investment KPI? We've talked about the numerator, that is trying to increase profit performance over time. The denominator in the formula is average owner's equity. If we reduce average owner's equity or reduce its growth rate relative to profit, that will bring about a better performance as well. So how can we try and reduce the rate of growth in average owner's equity? One way would be to increase drawings over time. So slowly increase drawings over time. If drawings goes up, average owner's equity tends to fall, hence the same profit has been spread over a lower base and therefore the indicator goes up. So drawings, by reducing average owner's equity, tends to lead to an increase in this particular KPI, a favourable increase in the return on investment. Another way would be to reduce capital contributions over time. So if the business, for example, had a policy of injecting, or the owner had a policy of injecting his or her own resources over time into the business, if they reduce that over time, that means that the average owner's equity or the average owner's investment would be reduced, and hence the same net profit would be compared to a lower average owner's equity, and that tends to enhance the return on investment KPI. So drawings increasing and reducing capital contributions, both of those additional strategies tend to lead to a more positive or more favourable growth in the return on owner's investment.